maybe 2-3 weeks, I was fiddling around there doing something. And somebody come by and said, Colin, don't down to the barn and do something. And there was a car down there. I pulled up down there and there was an Indian man and his wife was in the back seat of the car, and they got out, and he is talking to me, and he asked me what my name was, and I told him, well, he said, your granddad's hunting you now, but that house. And of course, I just had to very near guess what he was speaking about, you know, because he broke with a broken accent, you know, and it was hard to understand what he was saying. Oh, he was a full-blooded Indian, and she was too. And so I went up there, and of course I knew him as soon as I seen him. It's been a good while since I seen him. And I knew him just as soon as I laid eyes on him. And of course I went to him, and this fellow, I can't think of his name right at the present, and Granddad Hart bring him over there. And he asked Miss if she had me adopted, and she said no, that he's free to go wherever he wants to. Well, he said, I was going to say if he was adopted, he wouldn't get in my car. No, she said, he's not been adopted. And he said, free to go anywhere he wants to at any time. So I went with my granddad. I stayed around over in that way, and first thing I know, I was back at another dairy farm. And then I worked with them. I worked with them then until 1928. I left Mr. 1927, stayed with my granddad to 1929, and I went back over yonder to that dairy farm I tell you about, and I worked over there for a good long while. And then when I left from there, it was 1931, the time I got back up there to where I met my wife. See, I knew her before that time. Mm-hmm. And so I went to work up there for a fellow named George Hickson. And of course, his family and my wife were all raised up together right there in the same community. Mm-hmm. And so then I went over and dated my wife, and we went together 1 month. So, as the old saying goes, I popped the question and she accepted, and I said, all you see is, all I've got to offer you is what you see. She said, that's good enough for me. And you know what? We took it on and just built to it, and made a good, successful marriage. Of course, we didn't have no children. Her health wouldn't permit it. And then, and a lot of people see this tattoo on my arm and they say, oh, you've been in the service. I said, yeah, and a crate cracked up at Dayton. See, I had that put on that when I was 17 years old. That was in memory of mother on there, and I got the, you know, it got the itching, healing up. Uh-huh. And I put a poultice on it, and this heart was red, and these leaves were green. Boy, it was a beautiful thing.
But now it's...
And I faded it out. You see, that blue and the red, I mean the green and the red, didn't get the take, because that there, the whole print of that thing was on that cloth where I made that pose out of flaxseed meal put on. And this little scar right here in the middle of that right there is where it had kind of abscessed. And I just got me made me a flaxseed meal pose and put on it.
Lucky that it didn't get really infected.
Oh, well, I scratched it and dug into it. It's one. It's one I had no.
Still got an arm.
Yeah, that's I had that put on there just just for the you know, because it had something on it